It's Science Fiction Theater, starring Ray Marks as Lance McCoy, astrophysicist, and Bob Marks as Mark Roberts, reporter. I tell you, Dr. McCoy, if what you say is true, this has to be one of the most incredible press releases of all time. Now, you say that you've actually seen something that you, well, not just, it's not a spaceship, but what
just
happened?
Calm down now. Well, you have some coffee here. Drink up. What I saw, it wasn't, I don't believe it's an asteroid or a comet of any kind.
Yeah.
And it's a spaceship, I think. Because it has erratic movement. It doesn't go in a straight line. It zigzags all over out there.
Well, we know from science that things do go in curves, for example, around
gravity.
Well,
this isn't. It's one direction one day and the next direction the other. Totally opposite directions. It's
now,
totally...
Let me get this straight. You first saw this when?
About a week ago.
Uh-huh. And...
A week ago tomorrow.
Dr. McCoy, would you please come in here a minute? Dr. McCoy.
Could you excuse me a second?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. It's got to be the worst coffee I ever had in my life. Now, let me read this press release again. He cited this thing 1 week ago today, and it's giving for pulse position modulation, whatever that is. But he says only pulse position modulation could come from an intelligent source. That's fascinating. Fascinating. Boy, look at this telescope. I don't think I've ever seen one quite this big. All these little knobs. Let me turn this one here. That's interesting. Oh, gee, the thing fell off. Oh, God. Gotta take this. Where can I hide? Yeah, maybe over here.
Mr. Roberts?
Oh, gee. Yeah. Scare me to death.
Mr. Roberts, normally I don't like for people to play with my equipment.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. If I broke anything, I'll try to pay for it. Look, did talking to that guy back there, did you learn anything else about that object?
The object is heading straight towards the Earth.
Straight towards the Earth? You're sure about that?
Yes.
Do you have any idea maybe how big it is, like?
It's approximately the size of Detroit.
Uh-huh. The size of Detroit. You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. It's approximately 35 kilometers across.
35 kilometers. That's about 30 miles?
Precisely, yes.
And you figured this out by looking through this big old telescope here, huh?
Yes.
Could you show me how this thing works?
Well, Mr. Roberts, normally I'd be happy to demonstrate it for you, but you have altered one half of the adaptive optics in the unit.
Yeah. Hey, look, here in your press release, you say that you have received some pulse position modulation. Is that right?
Yeah.
What is pulse position modulation?
Well, you know that AM is amplitude modulation, and that FM is frequency modulation, while pulse position modulation, or PPM for short, is an alternate nonlinear modulation technique to encode baseband information on a high-frequency carrier.
You got any more of this coffee? It
sure
hits the
help
spot.
Yourself.
Thank you. Great thunder, look at the size of that thing. I've never seen anything so big in my life. Captain Reynolds.
Yes, sir.
Has the artillery been deployed?
Yes, sir.
How about the Strategic Air Command?
Yes, sir.
And the stealth bombers?
Yes, sir.
And they have nuclear capabilities?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That egghead, who was that egghead that figured out this thing was coming? What was his name?
Dr. Lance McCoy, sir.
Yeah, McCoy. Look, he's got to be around here somewhere. I want you to find him and I want you to bring him here because I want to talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
General Sneed, my name is Mark Roberts, and I'm...
How'd you get in here?
Well, I'm a reporter, sir, and I wanted to talk to you about...
I don't care if you're Mary Poppins.
This is a military operation, and you do not belong here, sir.
General Sneed, the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States...
You don't belong here. Captain Bennett! Captain Bennett! Come here! Bennett!
General Sneed, I just wanted to ask you if any new developments have happened about...
All I know is what you know. This thing came down here. I don't know where it's from. I don't know what it's gonna do. It hasn't done anything yet. Now, Bennett!
Yes, sir.
I want you to escort this man immediately from this military arena.
Yes, sir. Come along with me, sir.
General Sneed, the First Amendment to the Constitution...
Now, sir.
Well, I want you to know, General Sneed, that I am going, but I am going totally under protest. Your superiors are going to hear about this.
General Sneed?
How you doing, Egg? McCoy?
General Sneed, isn't it marvelous?
I don't know if it's marvelous or not. Look, Doc, what can you tell me about this thing?
Well, we underestimated the size of it. It's elliptical in shape, approximately 43 kilometers long on its major axis, 37 kilometers long on its minor axis, and the spectrographic signature dictates that it's composed of some ferrous nickel alloy. Its source of elevation is not understood.
Hold it, Doc. I don't understand this thing. I'm just a soldier. I want you to tell me if I can blow a hole in a blasted thing.
Well, preliminary non-destructive stress analysis suggests it would require approximately the energy of a supernova focused on 1 centimeter diameter circle, right?
Doc, tell me simply, can I blow a hole in the thing?
Well, no way.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Good evening, gentlemen. Do you mind if I join you?
Mr. Roberts, fancy meeting you here.
Well, it's good to see you too, Doc. I tell you, General, what I did, I decided to use my First Amendment rights. I took off my coat and exercised my right to bear arms.
Very humorous pun, Mr. Roberts.
Thank you, Doc. You know, I just got off the wire and found out that Las Vegas is offering 3-to-1 odds that somebody is going to get killed here in the next 24
three
hours.
3-to-1 odds. Wow.
That's incredible.
Oh, my. Look up there. The door's opening on the UFO.
It is. Look at that.
Look at that thing. He doesn't even need a ladder to step down from that ship.
Goodness, look, he's a biped.
Yeah. Boy, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want nobody firing at him. Just hold your fire. But I want you to keep aim on him in case he tries something. Now just be still and watch.
People of Earth, we come in peace with valuable technology and scientific knowledge.
Great thunder, man. McCoy, was that English? Did you understand what he was saying?
Well, he was saying something about having valuable scientific knowledge and technology and...
Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Bozo, you telling us you're our friend or something?
Yes. As a token of our friendship, please accept this volume.
What does he mean? He wants to give us some Valium? Is that what he said?
No, General. See, he's handing us a book. He must have said volume.
Good grief, look at the size of that arm. That,
wow.
That book is all the way over here. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. May I please speak to one of your scientists?
General, may I volunteer to interact with the aliens?
Yeah, I guess that's okay. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Hey, Bennett.
Yes, sir?
I want you to look at this book. It's in some sort of foreign language. I want you to take it over to the boys in decoding and see if they can figure out what the heck it's saying.
Yes, sir.
Boy, look at that. That's just incredible. That alien is just picking up Dr. McCoy like a little toy and carrying him into the ship.
Something just ain't right.
Who
Now, Dr. McCoy, it's been 3 months since the aliens have landed, and I really appreciate you granting me this interview. Of those 3 months, you have spent approximately 2 months with the aliens, actually.
Yes, and they are not aliens. They are friends. Our closest translation to their species name is Fluvians.
Fluvians, okay.
Fluvians.
Now, according to the press release here, you have set up some sort of interchange of scientific knowledge?
Yes, there are presently 46 seminars and workshops in progress with over 600 of our top scientists.
And wow, and what sort of scientific knowledge are you exchanging?
Well, it ranges from archaeology and kinesiology to anthropology and theoretical physics, anything you can think of.
Oh, boy, and boy, it must have been quite an honor for you to have been appointed the head scientist over all of these projects. I even understand that you've been put in charge of the people that are attempting to decipher the volume that was
it
given
was
to
felt you. That one scientist should oversee the project.
Mm-hmm.
I was the logical choice.
Dr. McCoy, may I please see you a minute?
Would you excuse me a second?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'll be back directly.
Okay. Boy, I can't get over this telescope. Boy, what weird paint. See what it feels like here. Oh, gee. Let me pick it up. See. Oh, it won't go back on. Maybe I should hide it. Man, I'm going to be in trouble now. Uh-oh.
Mr. Roberts. Wait, we've deciphered the title of the book.
Well, great. What?
Mr. Roberts.
Yeah?
You have broken my telescope again.
Yeah.
Your newspaper will be paying for this.
Look, Doc, I'm sorry about that. I know. We'll take care of that later. What was the title? What did you figure out?
The title of the volume is How to Serve Man.
How to Serve Man. Well, that's just exactly what they're doing, isn't it?
Yes.
Captain Bot, there has been a big mistake.
Mistake? What mistake?
We've given them the wrong book.
Wrong book? What do you mean?
It was Klon's book.
You mean?
Yes, when they decoded the book, they were made of our mission.
We must act fast.
Yes, sir.
Begin deployment of emergency plan X.
Do you think that could be implemented in a sufficiently short period of time?
It better be.
Sir.
It better work or I'll have your head.
I will do my best, sir.
Why?
Yes, sir.
What are you standing there for?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right away.
Idiots. I'm surrounded by idiots.
General Sneed, the Fluvians have made us an incredible offer.
Fluvians. I got Fluvians coming out of my ears. What do they want now?
They wish to take some of our people to their planet.
Now, why would they want to take our people to their planet?
Well, they've seen ours, so they think that our people should see theirs.
Hmm. Well, how many do they want to take?
Approximately 3 million.
Great Thunder, 3 million? How are they going to get 3 million people there?
Well, it is a very large ship.
Yeah. I guess so. What are they going to do? They're going to leave some of their people here? Are they going to bring some of them back or something?
I don't think so.
McCoy, I just don't like it. I just don't like it. Something doesn't feel good about it for some reason.
Well, General Sneed, all of the people who go will be volunteers.
Yeah, I suppose you could find yourself 3 million idiots that'll go aboard that blasted craft.
General
yeah.
Sneed, the Fluvians contributed a great deal of information to us.
For example,
they've given us all the cures of all the major types of cancer. They've given us the solution to the fusion problem. We can now make energy out of seawater without radioactive waste. Their economic insight will cure all of the world's economic problems, and they've shown us how to feed the hungry of the world. And they've even given us the cure for the common cold.
Yeah, and I understand they're trying to work towards some biological type of computer right now. Yeah, I know all that, McCoy, but blasted somebody just doesn't give somebody else something without wanting something in return. It just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right.
Well, General Sneed, I'm going to volunteer to go.
Well, let me tell you something, you egghead. You wouldn't get me on that sardine can for all the gold in Fort Knox.
Well, this is the greatest scientific breakthrough in the history of mankind. Mm. I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have time to stand here and chit-chat with you. I have to go pack. We leave tomorrow morning.
Well, McCoy, you mark my words. You mark my words. You're going to be sorry. You're going to be real sorry.
Well, I really appreciate you granting me this joint interview, Dr. McCoy and General Sneed. There's a few questions which I'd like to ask you if we have the time
here.
Well,
Mr. Roberts, we'll have to terminate this because the ship is leaving in 5 minutes.
Well, you mark my words. There's something bad gonna come out of this, some sort of catastrophe. You just wait.
General Sneed, it's people with your mentality who have stood in the way of scientific progress since the beginning of time.
Well, let me tell you something, McCoy. It's a military which has allowed you the freedom to exercise your investigation into scientific truths, and you just keep that in perspective, if you will.
Yes, yes, General. We all understand what your stand is. Look, Dr. McCoy, a few questions. You'll be gone approximately 1 year?
Yes. We're going to the Andromeda Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Normally, relativistic time alteration would require a travel time of over 300 years from the time frame of Earth. The Fluvians, however, have shown us how to alleviate the seemingly insurmountable obstacle.
And I understand you'll be going first class, right?
Yes. The facilities on board are plush, to say the least. The food is exquisite.
Well, Dr. McCoy, looks like we have to terminate our interview. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll see you in approximately a year.
You know what? I give you a bet that we ain't gonna see you ever again.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Ship.
Incredible, isn't it?
I hope McCoy is right.
General Sneed! General Sneed!
Bennett!
General Sneed!
What do you got for me, Bennett?
The preliminary deciphering of the book is completed, General Sneed.
Well?
The book, sir. How to Serve Man. Well, sir, this is incredible.
Out with a man. What is it?
How to Serve Man, sir. It's a cookbook.
A cookbook?
What?
A cookbook, sir.
A cookbook. We've got to stop him. We've got to stop him. It's too late. It's too late. And there go the Fluvians with 3 million entrees.
Science Fiction Theater. Our play today, How to Serve Man, co-starred the Marx Brothers as Captain Bennett and General Sneed, with Bob and Ray as the Fluvians. Produced at the Ram Studios in Cleveland, Ohio, and copyright 1983 by Original Marx.